Hello, everyone. Happy New Year. 2024 is officially here. Mike and Kim Burge, and we've got some good stuff for you. Right, Mike?
That's right. You know, it's been like a year since we took over for Jim Thompson.
That's right. That's right. He finished the Christmas season, and we've been going solid since.
Glad to be along with you, and let us know how you think it's going. Send your comments to kimhburge@gmail.com. Well, it is a new year. We're going to do some Cowboys New Year's resolutions today.
That sounds marvelous.
So,
very timely. Okay, but first, ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture. Ever wish you had a single source for all your livestock news? What if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers all that and more? No need to roam for information, just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. Sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed, stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them online at tsln.com.
Well, this is something called Cowboys New Year's Resolutions from S. Omar Barker from the Rawhide Rhymes. It goes all the way back to 1966.
Oh, wow.
You might have seen this before.
We were just young pups.
Yeah. As one who's been a cowhand since the Wildcats learned to spit, I've made some resolutions for the coming year, to wit. Resolve to ride a shorter day and sleep a longer night. To never come to breakfast till the sun is shining bright. To draw a top hand's wages when they're due or quit the job. And hunt a wealthy widow or an easy bank to rob. Resolve to quit the wagon when the chuck ain't up to snuff. To feed no more on bullet beans nor chaw on beef that's tough. Resolve to straddle nothing in the line of a saddle mount that ain't plumb easy gated, gentle broke, and some account. Resolve that when it blizzards and their stock out in the storm, to let the owner worry while I stay in where it's warm. Resolve that when it comes my turn next spring to ride the bogs, I'll don the bib and tucker of my town and Sunday togs. I'll tell the boss by gravies if he craves to shed some blood, just try to make me smear him tailin' moo cows from the mud. Resolve that when a thunderhead comes rolling in the sky, I'll lope in off my circle to the bunkhouse where it's dry. Resolve to do such roping as a roping cowhand must, but never when the air ain't free from cattle trampled dust. Resolve to show no hosses, and resolve to swim no cricks. Resolve no dead cow skinning, and resolve no fixing fence. Resolve to swing no pitchfork, no pick, no axe, no spade. Resolve to wear my whiskers if I want to in a braid. Resolve to take this new year plenty easy through and through, instead of sweating heavy like I've always used to do. As one who's been a cowhand since before who laid the chunk, it may sound like I'm local, or it may sound like I'm drunk. To make such resolutions as you see upon my list, and others pert near like 'em that my memory may have missed. But gosh, they sound so pleasant to a son of saddle sweat. And New Year's resolutions, well, I've never kept one yet. So why make resolutions that bring furrows to your brow? Let's make them free and fancy, because we'll bust them anyhow. That's S. Omar Barker, called Cowboys New Year's Resolutions.
There you go. Very good. And that was quite old, so that's interesting. Some interesting terminology there that we don't use very commonly anymore. So sometimes I wonder how you put up with me. Then I realize I put up with you. So I guess we're even.
There you go.
I read that. I don't feel that. We celebrate the best decision you made. Happy anniversary.
There you go.
Yeah, and you worked your whole life for this card. Happy retirement today. These are just some little pieces that could go into cards. And look who's all grown up and ready for a colonoscopy.
Ooh, not good.
Oh, I smile because you are my daughter. I laugh because there's nothing you can do about it. What do you think about that saying? And how to find out if you're old. Fall down. If people laugh, you're young. If people panic, you're old. You don't have to be crazy to work here. We will train you. A couple more. And here's one. I hope we're friends until we die. Then I hope we stay ghost friends and walk through walls and scare people to death.
Now that's a commitment.
No kidding. And this one, I would fight a bear for you, brother. Not a grizzly or a brown bear or a panda, but maybe a Care Bear. I'd fight one of those for you.
That is a big commitment.
Oh. And what do you call a person who is happy on Monday?
I don't know.
Retired.
Oh, well, that could be too.
Yeah.
If you have something to share with the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And once again, Happy New Year from Kim and I right here at The Good Stuff.